Lac La Biche. The Lac La Biche Nordic Ski Club is gearing up for another season on the trails and hopes to see more skiers enjoying the great outdoors. The club promotes many areas of the Lakeland for skiing, including groomed trails they manage at Shaw Lake in the Lakeland Provincial Park, the Beaver Lake Provincial Group use site and Sir Winston Churchill Provincial Park. This year, a change to the club's registration system is hoped to draw more skiers and newcomers to the trails. According to club president Kim Winger, one of the key decisions that was made at this year's recent club AGM was the removal of the local club fee. This, she says, reduces any financial barriers for people wanting to join the local club. Drive to increase participation. We discuss every year how we can work to increase participation in cross-country skiing in the local area, Winger explained, adding that the club executive meets as needed throughout the year, hosting the AGM every fall before the start of ski season. Our mission is to promote cross-country skiing and physical fitness within youth and adults in the Lac La Biche area through encouragement and by providing local opportunities for individuals to cross-country ski and develop their skills. The Lac La Biche Nordic Ski Club is also hoping to increase participation in the winter sport through its ski loan program. Winger said the club acquired 30 new sets of skis through the Alberta Sport Participation Program grant. Through this program, anyone interested in cross-country skiing will be able to access the ski equipment on a pay-as-you-can, donation basis, she said. While the local club decided not to apply a membership fee for this year, if members want to be recognized in the provincial and federal ski associations, and take advantage of their wide-reaching benefits, the Nordic Canada, NC, and Nordic Alberta, NA, fee is $22. Winger said all membership fees collected apply directly to register members with these provincial and federal organizations and to ensure that they are covered as participants. A $10 per year fee is also required for youth joining the Youth Learn to Ski programs. While there can be costs involved, said Winger, the cross-county skiing community aims to keep the sport very affordable in the hopes of drawing more people to Canada's outdoor winter wonders. Depending upon conditions, using the current November weather as an example, an unusual pre-winter season offering little snow in and around the Lac La Biche and Lakeland area, Winger says the average ski season in Lac La Biche and surrounding areas varies widely based on the annual conditions. Generally, the best and most reliable cross-country ski conditions occur from mid-December to mid-March on an annual basis, although some years skiing can begin as early as November and go into May. Winger continued by saying that the Lac La Biche Nordic Ski Club offers a range of activities and events throughout the winter. The Learn to Ski programs, Jackrabbits and Bunny Rabbits, for children aged 4 to 12, are held every Sunday afternoon from January to March. During this same period, the club will also be hosting community skis for those of all ages who want to try out cross-country skiing. This year, we are offering coffee time skis on Mondays at 2 p.m. for anyone interested, she said, adding that ski equipment can be booked through the ski loan program. Certified coaches along with volunteers will be available to provide leadership support and instruction. Hitting the trails. The Lac La Biche Nordic Ski Club works in partnership with Alberta Parks to use and support the grooming of three local trail systems. These include 20 kilometers of trails at Shaw Lake, 3.5 kilometers of beginner ski trails set for classic skiing at Beaver Lake Group Provincial Recreation Area, as well as 5 kilometers along the Loop Road at Sir Winston Churchill Provincial Park. Lakeland Links. The club has several events planned between mid-December and mid-March, including the Cookie Ski, Moonlight Ski, an inter-club event, and Nordic Ski Day. Winger said while the club doesn't currently host any competitions, the executive is working to arrange some joint events with sister clubs in St. Paul and Bonnyville. In order to raise money, the club hosts several fundraisers throughout the year, including volunteer shifts helping to cater steak night suppers at the McGrane branch of the Royal Canadian Legion. Club members also volunteer at the Lac La Biche Festival of Trees, and run a ski-a-thon for the youth programs. We also encourage donations and seek grant funding, Winger stated.